victory over every nitpicking difficulty that they have with another person's doctrine. If you don't believe what I believe about the millennium, I'll separate from you. If you don't believe what I believe about the coming of Christ, I'll separate from you. If you don't believe what I believe about baptism, I'll separate from you. And you've got a plethora of separation movements, and they're getting into smaller and smaller and smaller things. They'll separate over anything. Almost. I've seen people separate over the most foolish and unscriptural things. I believe that God's people are called upon to separate from the apostasy and from those who are strengthening the apostasy. But we have reached the stage in North America here where this is how Christians begin to talk. Well, now, he is in a church that isn't separated, so therefore I don't have fellowship with him. But Mr. B has some fellowship with Mr. A, who's in that church, so Mr. B can parade, so I'm going to separate from him. Called second degree separation. And then Mr. C, he has fellowship not with Mr. A, but with Mr. B. But since Mr. B has fellowship with Mr. A, and Mr. C has fellowship with Mr. A, I kind of fellowship with Mr. C. I don't know what you get when you come to Mr. M, N, O, P, Q, and R, and all the rest of them. And what it comes down to is that we are extending something into areas that the Bible never mentions. In fact, it never mentions for separation. It has a lot to say against it. This church was called to stand against apostasy. It was called to stand against modernism. It was called to oppose Romanism and ecumenism. That it has continued to do. And by the grace of God, that it will do.